Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos at home as they get set to take on Dakota Wesleyan today in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, once again, right back to the top of the conference race. Three games to go. You got a chance to win this thing. That's all you can really ask for at this point.
Yeah, you know, there's really nothing better than being three games out and being in a position where you're in just, you know, having just as good of a chance as anybody else in the top four to win it. Now, I will say, too, though, that anybody probably in the top four right now has a chance. Obviously, there's three of us kind of tied with three losses, and then Morningside has four. So all those teams play each other, and we obviously still have to play Northwestern and today, and Midland on the road won't be easy for us either. But to be in the race and to have a chance is always what you want here with just a week and a half to go.
It's kind of exciting. It just kind of worked out this way as far as the schedules are concerned. Like I said, everybody's kind of playing each other. It's the best is going to survive here.
Yeah, you know, it's coming down to just, you know, who wants it more and what team is playing well right now. And, you know, they every one of those games is a toss-up. You know, if you ask me who's going to win the Concordia Northwestern game today, I don't have a strong feeling either way. I mean, they're both very capable of winning the game, and you know, Morningside goes to Doan today, and we know that Doan is much better and tough at home, and you know, so there's a lot that can happen, a lot of moving that can and shifting around in the top four here in the next week or so.
We've got to go on the road this final week at Midland, at Northwestern to really wrap up the season. Are we good enough to go on the road and to win this thing?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, like I said, I think we have as good of a chance as anybody. You know, we've got to make sure that we're playing well. And, you know, every one of them is going to be tough. And it starts today. And we haven't thought a ton about those other two games, just trying to keep our focus on today's game and making sure that we're ready to go.
And to throw in with that, you got the Seniors Day today, which is always kind of an emotional time for women's basketball. You got five seniors that's going to play the final game. Actually, four on the floor, and then one of your graduate assistants or your assistant coach.
Yeah, we have four seniors that have done a great job for us this year, and then obviously Rachel Walton has been a student coach for us all season. We're actually going to wait till the end of the game to do the Senior Day little ceremony. We got a couple of our seniors that are fairly emotional, and we just thought it would be better to wait until after the game. So they're excited about that, and you know, we've talked a lot about just making sure that our underclassmen, you know, try to help our seniors go out with a win in the regular season on their last, you know, game on their home court. So it should be a fun day.
Got four seniors on them, Zena and also Cammie Bruckman and Frankie Peterson and Laurel Zwiener. You've been with them for the past couple of years. What are you going to remember out of those four players?
Well, you know, with especially the three that were here before I got here with Laurel and Frankie and Cammie, you know, they've helped this transition a ton. They've bought into what I've asked them to do, and they've provided a lot of leadership. Just helping everyone else kind of get on board and make sure we're all moving in the same direction. And like I said, you know, they've made it much easier on me, and I couldn't ask for anything more from those three. You know, sometimes you get a new coach and there's some issues there, but you know, from day one, they kind of jumped on board and have been really, really supportive of the direction that we're headed. And they've given me everything, given us everything that we've asked. So it's been really fun to coach them. They're a really fun group and great teammates. And you know, they've definitely left a legacy here of change and moving in the right direction.
You brought in Autumn for this the final season to talk about her.
Yeah, Autumn is a perfect fit for our team. You know, she gives us some experience, and she gives us a different look than Abby Jackson. Obviously, they're both point guards, but you know, Autumn sometimes gives us the energy or some made buckets off the bench that we need at you know, really key times. The other thing about Autumn is as a transfer coming in, sometimes it's hard to kind of mix in with the rest of the group. And she's done a phenomenal job. She's made everybody around her better. And, you know, she's a great kid, and she wants to coach in college. And, you know, she's going to do a great job.
You guys coming off of the win the other night over Nebraska Wesleyan, a fairly easy time, 82-47. You got everybody in the ball game. Everybody saw playing time, which is always good at this point in the season.
Yeah, that was it was a good game for us to kind of get some things back to where we the expectation that we have, especially on the defensive end of the court. I think they scored 11 buckets the whole game, and you know, that's the kind of same defensive effort we're going to have to bring today. You know, we're going to have to really guard their sets and be able to disrupt a lot of the things that they're trying to do on offense. They have some great scorers, so that was a good game to play in before this one, I think. And you know, we had a lot of kids give some quality minutes. I thought Chelsea Morton played a great game. You know, it's good to see her back, and she's moving so much better laterally and has some confidence now, and so it was really great to see her have a good game. And Sierra Williamson, I thought, played a really nice game too. So it's good to get those guys in, and it was good to get some of our other kids some much needed rest and to get ready here for this 3-game stretch.
Okay, it's a tough one here today in Dakota Wesleyan. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. A team we saw right after the first of the year beat them pretty handily up at Mitchell, but this is always a scary team.
Yeah, they we caught them probably at a little bit of a bad time. They just came back from California and probably had a little jet lag, but we played really well, and I thought we were kind of hitting on all cylinders that day, and we're able to take them out of a lot of their stuff and limit their scoring opportunities. I think that was the first game in Amanda Hart's history as a college basketball player where she didn't make a three. In fact, that's what her dad, the AD, told me after the game. So you know, it'll be a different game today. They'll be ready to go, and you know, they have a bunch of seniors on their team, and they're kind of fighting for, you know, a spot in the conference tournament and you know, trying to make a statement in trying to, you know, sneak maybe into the national tournament. So they're going to be ready to go, and it's going to be one of those games where they're probably going to make some shots, and we're going to have to kind of weather those storms and make some runs of our own. But this is a huge defense and rebounding game for us. Obviously, they all are, but this one in particular.
Number 2 in the conference in the three-pointers made, so they're going to throw up the three ball today.
Absolutely. They depend a lot on being able to knock down some threes. I think, you know, some of the games that we've looked back on when they're on the road, they've been able to hit 10 threes, and that's kind of the energy that they get, you know, on the road is from making shots. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we limit those opportunities and run those three-point shooters off the line and make sure that, you know, we don't give easy looks. And they've also been really pushing the ball in transition here in the last few weeks and getting some easy stuff out of transition. So you know, that's going to be a main area of emphasis for us today, is making sure that we crash the offensive boards and limit their opportunities to get it out and go.
Talk about the three-point shooting. Amanda Hart was one of them, but there's like 3 or 4 girls here that can basically knock down a three at any time.
Yeah, number 22, Celeste Beck, is shooting the ball really well right now. I think in the last 5 games, she scored 20-plus points. So she's being much more aggressive than she was the first time we played them, especially in transition, just attacking off the dribble. And then, obviously, they have a couple of their post players that can knock down shots. The 34, their post player that's been – solid. Johnson, who's been solid for them for several years now, is kind of an inside-outside threat. She's got the scoop shot in the paint with a lot of dribbling, and then she hits some outside shots. So they've got several kids that can make threes, and they're a team where you've got to guard all five guys on the floor. There's, you know, not really, you know, one or two guys that you can help off of. They can all kind of score and you know, make shots if you give them the opportunity.
Post players coming out, the hit threes, is that going to cause a problem for us defending them out there?
Well, you know, we've seen it before. You know, Laurel, Sierra, Frankie, and Alex, those are our kind of four defenders that guard most in the post most of the time. And they've seen it. Obviously, they've played against them before, and they know they've got to get out there. You know, this team sets a billion screens. They're going to set all kind of back screens, down screens, double screens, flare screens, diagonal screen. It's unbelievable how many screens they set, and so it sets you up for opportunities to make mistakes. So it's going to be a huge game for us, where communication and covering each other up and making sure that we're fundamentally solid defensively is going to be a huge key.
Like you said, rebounding another key for us today. I did a good job the first time around, and we'll have to duplicate that today.
Yeah, the first meeting we had against them, we had 17 offensive rebounds and really just crashed and took them out of their transition game because of it. If you're putting the ball in the net, it's hard to get it out quickly and get points that way. So we're gonna definitely need to crash the boards again. You know, their defense is kind of centered around making sure that you don't get easy stuff in the paint. So we're gonna have to knock down shots, and if we're missing, we got to get to the rim and get second chance opportunities. And you know, we did a good job of that, I thought, the other day, for the most part, and obviously in the first meeting. So again, it'll be something that we key on today.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting laps in the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Dakota Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader here today with a women's game up first. Of course, the Broncos ranked number 5 in the country this week in the NAIA Division II ranks. Hastings College right now in the midst of a conference chase, so to speak. Hastings will start today one half game behind Concordia for the conference lead. And the conference championship, the automatic berth to the NAIA National Tournament up in Sioux City, as the session gets underway here today as far as the games are concerned. Concordia's got a 15-3 conference record. Hastings and Northwestern currently tied for second place at 14-3. Morningside is in there at 13-4. And a big game today going on in Seward. Northwestern is playing at Concordia. We'll keep our eyes on that ball game throughout this one here this afternoon. But Hastings College needs to concentrate on taking care of business here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan, a good basketball team, despite Hastings really blowing out to the Tigers up there in Mitchell earlier this year, 81-45. As Gary mentioned, we got it kind of at the right time. They were just coming back from their California holiday road trip. and may have been a little flat in that ball game. This is a good shooting bunch. In fact, they are number two in the conference as far as the three-pointers made here this year. They're going to launch up to three here today. And a lot of their players are ranked among the nation's leaders as far as three-point shooting. So we'll see a tough one here this afternoon in Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get to the starting lineups here today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, with three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Dakota Wesleyan, to go with Taylor Piper, a 5'7" and senior out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Amanda Hart, 5'8", a senior from Alexandria, South Dakota. Celeste Beck is a 5'7" and junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kim Johnson, 5'11", a senior from Sioux Falls. And Katie Johnson, 5'8", a junior out of Meade, Nebraska. The starters for Hastings College: Cammie Bruckman, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior out of A.C. St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge. Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4", and senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings: 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Dakota Wesleyan coming off of that big win over third-ranked Northwestern earlier this week on Wednesday night, beat them by a score of 97-76. They've won two games in a row. Before that, they beat Trinity Bible by a score of 99-46. Hastings has won two games straight since losing to Doan back there on February the 5th. Hastings beating Mount Marty on the road 80-65 and beating Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday night by a score of 82-47. These two teams played earlier this year. Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell by a score of 81-45. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson on this senior day. Dakota Wesleyan is going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the darker blue and the white. Here's a shot from Cammie Breckman for the win. It's going to be no good. Rebound Peterson. Frankie Peterson comes down with it for Hastings. Comes over to Van Kirk, dribbles into the lane, puts it up there one-handed. Their shot is up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Piper. Piper has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Here come the Tigers for the first time here this afternoon. Celeste Beck with the ball. Gets it over here to a Taylor Piper. Down to Kim Johnson at the top of the key. The post players here for Dakota Wesleyan will shoot the three, so they got a guard all the way out here to the three-point line as they feed it inside to Katie Johnson, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Katie Johnson goes to the free throw line now for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Their shot is up there is good. Katie Johnson is 72% foul shooter in the season. Dakota Wesleyan is a team number two in the conference this week in free throw percentage. They're knocking down 73% of their foul shots. Second shot is up there. It is good, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. The Tigers two and the Broncos nothing. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. Cammie Bruckman has got it down to Frankie Peterson. Traveling violation. Traveling violation there on Peterson. That's the first turnover on Hastings. The Broncos are averaging 14 turnovers per ball game. 2-0 to score. The Tigers out on top. Here comes Taylor Piper now with the ball for Dakota Wesleyan as she works against Jackson. Her ball is going to be tipped away, but it's picked up here by Katie Johnson, who hands it away. Celeste Beck has got the ball now on the wing. That's going to be Johnson with it now. Johnson gives it away to Amanda Hart. Good outside three-point shooter. There's a long pass inside. Breaking away, shooting and scoring is going to be Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson scores. They got both Kim and Katie Johnson in the lineup here for DWU. 4-0 is the score. The Tigers have the lead here with the fifth-ranked Broncos this afternoon. Here's Jackson with the ball. Down to Bruckman here at the top of the key. Two-handed pass down on the baseline. Zwiener shot up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Bruckman underneath the basket. Lays it off here. The Peterson shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson scores on the assist from Cammie Bruckman. 4-2. Now the Broncos are on the board. They've got 18-25 to play here. The first half from the Osborne Sports Complex is a feed inside to Katie Johnson. Her shot over Peterson. Good. Katie Johnson scoring there for DWU. 6-2 the score now. The Tigers have the lead with 18-14 remaining here in this first half. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball, left side. That's going to be Jackson. Brings it back here to Bruckman. Three-pointer put up there, down through the hole. Cammie Bruckman knocks down a three from the top of the key. Cammie had 17 points against this team earlier this season. Hastings now back within 1 point, 6-5 early. We're just by the 18-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Amanda Hart with the ball in the wing, picked up by Van Kirk. Bombs it inside to Piper down here underneath the basket. Throws it down in the corner. A shot for three is up there and in. A three-pointer up there by Celeste Beck. She's knocking down 44% of her three-point tries this year. That is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nails one from the deep left corner. Now it's a 9-5 ball game in favor of DWU. Here's a long-range jumper by Zwiener put up there from just inside the ring. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. To Zwiener drives for the hole. Shot is up and in. Bruckman gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 2 points again. 9-7 to score. Here come the Tigers back. Taylor Piper has got the ball. Piper into the offensive zone. Picked up here by Jackson. Goes over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Celeste Beck. Now inside the lane. A shot up there. It's going to be no good by Piper. And the rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson's pass to the 10-second line. Traveling violation. Cammy Bruckman ran into some traffic over there. That was Kim Johnson. Came up and kind of surprised her at the 10-second line. And a traveling violation is called on Bruckman. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 17 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers have the lead over the Broncos by the score of 9-7. Here's Celeste Beck out here in three-point territory. Drives it around to Johnson's screen. Moves it to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Now to Johnson here at the top of the key. This is Katie Johnson. Now to Hart. Hart 25 feet away from the basket. Top of the key. Now to Johnson. Drives it in the paint there. Kicks her back out. Here's a Katie Johnson with the ball. Dribbling down the left side of the lane. The ball is knocked loose. And we got a jump ball called. Jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. So we'll see right here. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. 16:38 remaining. 9-7 the score. The Tigers have a two-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. That's Piper triggering things in. Piper will take it to the corner down there. Driving the baseline. That's Hart. Hart has got it down to the top of the key. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A shot clock violation on Dakota Wesleyan. So a shot clock violation on the Tigers. It's going to be Hastings College playing things in backcourt. Now with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Dakota Wesleyan has led it the entire way so far. We're about 3.5 minutes into the ball game. Here's Cammy Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Bruckman takes it into the paint. Jump pass goes over to Peterson. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Jackson. Abby Jackson sends it inside. That's Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman gets down to Zwiener. Now to Bruckman. Her shot is up there. No good. And she's fouling the play. A personal foul is going to go inside here on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Katie Johnson. Johnson picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman's got 3 points so far on a three-pointer. 69% foul shooter. Her shot is up there and in. Bruckman knocks down the free throw. It's now a 9-8 ball game. Here comes Erica Harold into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan as he checks in at the 16-10 mark. Here in the first half of play, 9-8. Tigers have the lead. Here's Bruckman at the free throw line. Her shot is up there and the shot is good. So Bruckman hits a pair, and Hastings is tying up the ball game now with 16 minutes and some change left here. In this first half of play, here comes Dakota Wesleyan back in their zone. Michaela Erickson has got it. Now she feeds off. Now back to Erickson underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Michaela Erickson gave it away out here and then cut for the hole, and they got her the ball. Erickson scores easily. 11-9 now. Hastings College trailing by 2 points. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball on the wing. Comes over here across the top. That's going to be Peterson. Pass inside to Zwiener. Zwiener wheels in the lane, puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good off the left side. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger basketball. Laurel Zwiener, she had 20 points the last time these two teams played as Hastings dominated in that ball game against the Tigers up in Mitchell. Also out-rebounded this team. Both big keys here in the ball game here today. Got to shoot the ball well against the Dakota Wesleyan to stay in the thing. 11-9, this is a team that can really line them up from the outside. Here's Hart for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound Erickson. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. Michaela Erickson gets the offensive board. Misses the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Kirk. That's going to be her first team foul number two on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Erickson. As she eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and her shot is up there and in. Michaela Erickson is 68% foul shooter in the season. She nails one right here. Here comes Kristen Sabers into the ballgame now. Sabers checking in for DWU at the 15-23 mark of this first half. Michaela Erickson will have one more shot. It's up there as good. So she cans a couple of free throws. And Dakota Wesleyan back out to a 13-9 lead after Hastings fought back to pull even at 9 points apiece. Broncos have the ball. High right side. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk now to Bruckman. Trolls down the left side of the lane. So that's going to be partially deflected. is going to be brought down here by Dakota Wesley, and running back the other way is going to be Erickson. Leads it away here to Piper. Now the Hart near side, a three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Peterson gets it away to Abby Jackson. Hustles back the other way. Jackson drives it down the right side of the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jackson will trigger things in here for the Broncos at the 14:54 mark of this first half. 13-9 to score. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Jackson will play things in. Abby looking. Comes right to Van Kirk. Her shot left-handed up there and in. Van Kirk puts it in there left-handed right in the lane. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back to within two. There's a pass deflected by Sierra Williamson, but it's brought down here on the baseline. Kim Johnson has got it now to Hart. Hart here on the wing. Comes out between the circles. Now to Taylor Piper. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Piper has got the ball. They get her down the high post. That's going to be Sables with the ball. Sabres takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby wants to run it down the near sideline. Jackson pulls up here inside the three-point circle. Now backs it on out. Here's Peterson with the ball over to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk looks, comes back to Jackson. Here on the left side, back on the right wing. That's going to be Breckman. Takes it inside the free throw circle. She's knocked down into play. Ball comes rolling out. Jackson picks it up. Now to Van Kirk. Her shot for three. Good. Van Kirk now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has their first lead of the ball game at 14-13 with 14 minutes to play. Now Dakota Wesleyan has a pass deflected out of bounds. Hastings will stay here on defense. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. So now Farmer comes into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Bruckman. Also into the ball game for DWU is going to be Celeste Beck. Also checking in for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. 14-13, Hastings has their first lead of the ball game, 6 minutes into the contest. Broncos leading by one. They go to Wesleyan, will inbound the ball. Here's Erickson down on the baseline, tries to shovel the ball off inside. It's going to be Kim Johnson with it, dribbles onto the top of the key. Johnson goes over to the left side, down to Beck. Here's a pass inside, a shot by Johnson is up and in, and she's fouled into play. This is Katie Johnson scoring there for DWU, and she is fouled into play by Chanel Farmer. So Farmer's been in the ball game about, 5 seconds, and she picks up her first personal foul. Katie Johnson gets the field goal to go down. She's got 6 points. Make it 7 as that one goes down through the hole from the free throw, and it's now a 16-14 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson. High right side. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. She holds it. Van Kirk now to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson brings it back to Farmer. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Dakota Wesleyan. Piper with the ball, gets it ahead now to Erickson. Erickson trying to penetrate there against Van Kirk. Gets out here to Piper. Lobs it inside now to Johnson. Spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot and scores. This is Kim Johnson scoring here. So Kim's got 4 points. Katie has got 7 points as the Johnsons are lighting up here against the Broncos. 18-14 now as Dakota Wesleyan has scored the last 5 points in the ball game. Abby Jackson, left side of the lane, takes it down to the baseline on the dribble. Now Sierra Williams in from 15. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down here to Dakota Wesleyan. With the ball is going to be Celeste Beck. Into the forecourt, now to Johnson. Johnson holds it. Back out to back out here in three-point territory. Now to Taylor Piper. Taylor Piper dribbling with the ball, top of the key. They get it off there to Johnson. Moves it over on the left wing. That's going to be Kim Johnson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. And we got a foul called. Personal foul will go on the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Piper. Piper picks up her first foul. That's the second team foul on the Tigers here in the first half. Here comes Abby Jackson out of the ball game now. Coming into the contest will be Cammie Breckman. 18-14. Dakota Wesleyan out on top. They're coming off of a big, huge upset win over third-ranked Northwestern the other night. Now they're playing the fifth-ranked team, Hastings College, here this afternoon. Edwards goes over to Van Kirk, 4-3. Jacks it up there and scores. Jamie Van Kirk hits her second consecutive three-pointer. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And Hastings College now within 2 points at 18-16. There's a shot over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Amanda Hart as she sends it inside. And the personal foul is going to be called on Alex Edwards. So 18-16 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket here. And they get it right underneath the hole. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Johnson. They get their own rebound back out to Beck. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So the Tigers will play things in baseline right side. 12 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. 18-16. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. That's Piper with the ball. Wheels in the lane. Puts Van Kirk in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got a right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Here come the Broncos trailing by 2 points. Van Kirk with it. High right side. Gives it away now to Chanel Farmer. Now to Cammy Bruckman. Cranks up a three-pointer. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Piper. Piper gets it away. Here come the Tigers. That's Celeste Beck driving for the hole, and she loses control, and the offensive charging foul is going to be hit on Celeste Beck. Runs over a couple of Broncos down there. Celeste Beck picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Tigers. So Hastings now with four team fouls early in this basketball game. Three on the Tigers. 11:45 to play here in the first half. 18-16. The Tigers are out on top of the Broncos here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball on the wing. Farmer comes out here, top of the key. That's going to be Bruckman. Moves it over here on the left wing. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Bombs it inside now to Sierra Williams. Intercepts up there and in. Williamson scores there. That's her first field goal. It's now a tie ball game again at 18 points apiece. With 11 minutes and 21 seconds to play. So we've been tied up at 9 and now at 18. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Second turnover in Dakota Wesleyan. The pass down to four. Farmer saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it into the hands here of Peterson. Back out to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Katie Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. Johnson brings it to Amanda Hart. Bounce pass down to Beck. Fakes the three. And now we got a traveling violation. Celeste Beck faking the three down there in the corner. Drove it inside the ring. And a traveling violation is called on DWU. Third turnover on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ballgame. 10 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first half. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer. Farmer is going to be guilty of a traveling violation. A little indecision out here in three-point territory. She's going to send it to the wing. Farmer is whistled for the traveling violation. Third turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. Here's Taylor Piper with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan as she comes back the other direction. Hands it away to Erickson, who gets it back here to Taylor Piper. Out on top, now to Harder. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Michaela Erickson scoring there in the offensive putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Tigers go back out on top now. 20-18 the score. Here's Chanel Farmer. The Bruckman inside to Zwiener. On the high post, Zwiener heads down to the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Earl Zwiener gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled on the play here by Michaela Erickson. That's going to be her first. First foul on Erickson, team foul number four on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line here for Hastings College will be Zwiener. She's the sixth best free throw shooter in the conference at 80%. And her shot is up there. It's good. She converts on a three-point play. Here comes Jackson back into the ball game now. Chanel Farmer will come to the bench. 21-20 the score. Hastings College now with a one-point lead here in this one. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan right in front of us. That's going to be Piper with the ball. Her pass is going to be kicked there by Jackson. And Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here on the near sideline. Amanda Hart will play things in for Dakota Wesleyan right in front of the scorer's table. Hart has got the ball. Lobs it in here to a Taylor Piper, picked up by Jackson. Piper goes to Hart. 25 feet away from the basket. Amanda Hart goes over on the wing on the left side. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be too strong. No good by Erickson. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It's off the fingertips of Johnson out of bounds. And Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 21-20. Hastings College down with a one-point lead just by the 10-minute mark here in the first half. From the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon, Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson brings it over to Van Kirk. Now to Bruckman, top of the key. To Van Kirk again on the wing. Bruckman holds the ball now. Bombs it inside over the head of Zwiener. And the ball is going to be saved down there. Nice save by Frankie Peterson. Gets into the hands of Van Kirk. Now to Jackson driving into the lane. Kicks it out here to Zwiener. Her shot from 15 is no good as the shot clock expires. Rebound comes down to Johnson. This is Kim Johnson running back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan. Down to Taylor Piper out here in three-point territory. Piper picked up by Jackson. Dribbling with the ball. Now gives it up out here. That's going to be Michaela Erickson with it now. Erickson sends it back on the wing. On the left side to a Piper. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Hart for three. Shauna's up there. She buries it. Amanda Hart hits a three-pointer from the left side of the key, and it's now a 23-21 ball game. As Dakota Wesleyan continues to put the pressure on the fifth-ranked Broncos here this afternoon. There's Zwiener, spins in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Johnson had the rebound. She lost it. It's loose, and it's picked up here by the Tigers. That's going to be Taylor Piper with the ball. Now to Johnson, back to Piper. And Piper will bring things up for Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is 17-11 on the season, 9-9 in the conference, really fighting to get into the GPAC postseason tournament here in a week or so. There's a long pass inside to Johnson, grabs the ball. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Johnson, follow shot is up there and in. Kim Johnson scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan, and Kerry wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings challenge. The Broncos are trailing here. 8 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 25, Hastings 21.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, too many offensive rebounds so far for Dakota Wesleyan. It's kept them in the ballgame, 25-21. The Tigers have a four-point lead here over Hastings College. Broncos will have the ball following the timeout from head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Needless to say, she was not happy during the timeout. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball down to Edwards. Edwards comes over here on the wing to Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's hammered in the play. And Breckman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called here on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Tigers here in the first half of play. Breckman at the free throw line for the second time today. She had a couple of free throws earlier. She's got 5 points in the ball game, a 69% foul shooter in the season. Breckman eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. Good. Hastings now 4-for-4 in free throws here today. Breckman will have one more. She scored 17 points in the first meeting between the Tigers and the Broncos up in Mitchell right after the first of the year. Breckman will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. And now it's a 25-23 ball game. The Broncos are back to within 2 points. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. She brings it into the forecourt against Jackson. Sends it over here to Amanda Hart. Bombs the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Johnson wasn't looking for it. The ball easily intercepted there by Edwards. Gets the ball now to Breckman. She drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Breckman scores. Edwards gets the assist. Breckman now at 9 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 25 points apiece now with 7 minutes, 46 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Amanda Hart, high right side, holds the ball there against Van Kirk. Hart gets it down to Celeste Beck. She spins right side of the lane against Jackson. There's a jump pass down on the left baseline. It's going to be intercepted. Tipped and then intercepted by Hastings, a fifth turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Breckman has got the ball, now to Jackson. Jackson brings it over here to Van Kirk, down top of the key. Mishandled there by Breckman, but she picks it up. Out here in 3-point territory to Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball. Now to Breckman here at the top of the key. Dribbles it down the lane. A scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Beck. Celeste Beck has got the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. She's fouled in the play. Beck trying to get the ball away here in backcourt to Johnson, and she was fouled there by Breckman of Hastings. That's the first foul in Cammy Breckman, team foul number 5 in the Broncos. So now Farmer comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College. Going out will be Breckman. Also coming to the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan will be Taylor Piper. Going out will be Amanda Hart. We're tied up at 25 points apiece as we approach the 7-minute mark now here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. We're in the first half. Taylor Piper with the ball. Piper moves it over on the left side. That's going to be Katie Johnson with it now, who's back into the ball game. Katie Johnson with her back to the basket, gives it away. Here's Erickson. Long pass inside to Johnson. Her shot is up there, no good. That's Kim Johnson taking the shot. The rebound comes down to the Broncos. Wiener gets the board. She gets it away now to Jackson into the forecourt. Jackson over to Farmer. Free throw line extended right side. Farmer to Jackson between the circles. Left side, Alex Edwards. She holds the ball now. Back out to Abby. Jackson sends it over on the right side to the Farmer. Down in the corner, that's going to be Van Kirk. Brings it up high on the block. Her shot is up there again. Jamie Van Kirk scores there. She's got 9 points in the ballgame, and Hastings has the lead. 27-25 with 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over here on the wing to Piper. Piper picked up by Jackson defensively. There's a pass out on top again to Erickson behind the screen. Erickson looking, gets it out to Katie Johnson. Johnson dribbles once. Down to Michaela Erickson, down to Beck in the corner. Takes a three over Farmer. Shot good. Celeste Bauer is Celeste's best scoring there. She's now got 2 threes and 6 points. She hits 44% of her three-pointers on the year. That is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in three-point shooting. Here's Edwards. She'll fire up a three. Shot no good. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Zwiener. Her shot is up there and in. Johnson fell down on the play, and Zwiener gets an easy putback. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 29-28. 5:37 to play here in this first half. There's Johnson. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Katie Johnson scoring there. Personal foul whistled on the Hastings College here. That's going to send Johnson to the free throw line. Farmer is the guilty party. That's going to be her second. End of the ball game now is going to be Sierra Williamson. Zwiener will check out. Here's Van Kirk checking out now, and Gammy Breckman comes back into the ball game. 30-29. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Katie Johnson, the free throw line. She's 3 out of 3 there so far today. They get 3 out of 4 as that one misses, but Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over the Broncos. 30-29. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Jackson dribbling with it here in the offensive zone. Abby Jackson comes here to the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman, and she can be held on the play and a foul call. A foul here is going to go on Taylor Piper. That's going to be her second. Two fouls now on Piper. Team foul number 6 on Dakota Wesleyan. A non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath throwing basket. That's going to be Jackson to play things in. But before we do that, we've got Michaela Erickson coming to the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, and coming out will be Taylor Piper. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side. Jackson will trigger things in. Abby looking, comes out on top now. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Gabby Breckman on the dribble, takes a three-pointer, put up there right through the hole. It's good. Gabby Breckman nails a three-pointer. She's got 12 points here in the first half. Hastings College has got the lead, 32-30. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Celeste Bauer with the ball. Bauer comes over to Amanda Hart, who's back into the ball game, to Johnson. Drops it down low. Grabbing the ball down there is Harold. She loses control of it. She tries to save it, but right into the hands of a Bronco. Alex Edwards has got it now to Jackson. Drives to the hole. Shot is up and in. And now a timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers call a timeout with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Hastings has responded here. The Broncos have the lead. 4:45 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 34 and Dakota Wesleyan 30.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 34-30 is the score. Neither team able to break away here in this one. A very competitive first half of play here at the Osborne Sports Complex today. Michaela Erickson has got the ball, hustles into the forecourt now. Gives it away to Beck, who's picked up by Autumn Zener, who's playing now. Here's Beck getting loose and driving down the lane and scores. Celeste Beck scoring. She's got a couple of threes, and now she's got a two-point field goal. She's got 8 points. 34-32. Hastings now leading by 2 points. Broncos down the ball. Autumn Zener has got it. Zener comes across the top to Peterson. Peterson holds it. Now to Breckman, top of the circle. Inside to Williamson. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is the third in. Sierra Williamson scores. She had 11 points in the ballgame against Nebraska Wesleyan the other night. Off to a good start here. She's got a couple of field goals here. 4 points on the Broncos. 36-32. Hastings out on top by 4 points. Here's Beck driving down the lane. Spins against Zenon. Throws it out on the wing. Now to Amanda Hart. She takes it down to the baseline. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul called. Peterson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Two fouls on Frankie Peterson. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Amanda Hart. She's got 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer. Amanda Hart, 80% from the free throw line this season. Shot is up there. It is good. Hart is now 21 out of 26 from the free throw line. Here the Tigers, number two in the conference in free throw percentage at 73%. Here comes Peterson out of the ball game now for Hastings College. Abby Jackson is back in there. Here's the next shot by Hart. It's up there and in. Amanda Hart hits a couple of free throws. It's now 36-34. Hastings with a two-point lead with 3:48 to play. Autumn Zenon with the ball, high right side. Zenon brings it to the near sideline now. That's going to be Abby Jackson. Moves it over here to Sierra Williamson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Back outside to Autumn Zenon for three. His shot's going to be air ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. So an air ball thrown up there by Autumn Zenon from 3 points there. It's way, and Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other direction. Three and a half to go, 36-34. Tigers trailing by two. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. She works against Zenon. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Michaela Erickson. Down to Johnson. Johnson dribbles once. Her pass is deflected. Johnson picks it back up. Johnson hands it back here to Beck. Beck is picked up by Bruckman of Hastings. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Johnson sets a screen. Beck drives it down the lane. There's a pass down low to Erickson, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Sierra Williamson getting a piece of that one. And now Dakota Wesleyan, with 3 seconds left in the shot clock, will play things in from underneath their own basket here with 3:06 remaining on the game clock. Dakota Wesleyan looking to play things in. They do to Johnson. Johnson runs into Bruckman and banks one home. Kim Johnson banks one in off of the window. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and we're tied up now at 36 points apiece. Here's Hastings with the ball. Abby Jackson has got it on the wing on the right side. Drives it down to the baseline. Gives it away now to Zwiener. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Celeste Beck of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Beck. Going to the free throw line is going to be Laurel Zwiener. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the line. Tied up at 36 points apiece. Women's college basketball action here today. Shot from the free throw line by Zwiener is going to be no good. She'll get one more. Back into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Coming to the bench will be Jackson. We're tied up at 36 points apiece with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in this one. Here comes the next shot by Zwiener. It's up there and in. Laurel Zwiener, 1 out of 2 from the line, 37-36. Hastings leading by 1 point. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Celeste Beck brings it into the offensive zone here against Adam Zenon. Beck dribbles to the wing on the right side. Lob pass goes in the lane. Amanda Hart had it. She lost it, and then Jamie Van Kirk loses the ball out of bounds. Hart had it right in the hands of Van Kirk, and then Van Kirk bobbles the ball out of bounds. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half of play. And now they're going to put 17 seconds on the shot clock. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Trailing by a point here at women's college basketball. Amanda Hart will get it in. This is Taylor Piper, who's back in the ball game. Now to Hart again, top of the key, drops the ball down low. Johnson grabs it, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Now the pass goes to the far sideline to Autumn Zenon. Zenon runs it back the other way for the Broncos. Zenon on the wing, gets it out to Cammie Breckman, 25 feet away from the basket, lobs it inside. Sierra Williamson out of Zwiener, over to Van Kirk. Three-pointer from the right sideline is going to be up there, no good. Rebound Zwiener, now to Van Kirk from the elbow, her shot good. And Kirk scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 3-point lead. 39-36. Hastings with the advantage here late in the first half. Just by the 2-minute mark here in this one. Here's Taylor Piper with the ball. Now to Johnson for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson gets it away to Autumn Zenon down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Zenon to the hole. That's going to be fouling the play. Autumn Zenon taking the ball right to the basket there for Hastings. Fouling the play here by Michaela Erickson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Autumn Zenon. She's a 61% free throw shooter on the season. She has made 16 out of 26 free throws. So Zenon to the free throw line for the Broncos as she eyes the bucket here with a minute and 47 seconds to play. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Autumn Zenon, one of 5 members, senior members of this basketball team here this year. The transfer kid from Arlington, Texas, came in here this year to play for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Autumn Zenon averaging 4.3 points per ball game this year. Second free throw is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down here to Dakota Wesleyan. So the Broncos have a 4-point lead at 40-36. Pressure by Hastings in backcourt. There comes Taylor Piper with the ball down the right sideline. Pfeiffer gets it into the offensive zone here for DWU. Out between the circles to Amanda Hart. Hart holds the ball against Van Kirk. Goes over on the wing now. It's Johnson with it. Back outside at three-pointers. Put up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Harold. Rebound comes down here to Sierra Williamson. To the far sideline out of Autumn Zeenan. Zeenan has got the ball. Comes out between the circles. That's going to be Bruckman. Now high left side. That's Van Kirk. Zeenan top of the key. Behind his screen from Bruckman. Drops the ball off to Camier. Side on the baseline. Is going to be up there. It's good. And she's fouling the play. Cammy Bruckman gets the field goal and one. She'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings College, and she was fouled into play. Personal is going to be whistled on Erickson again. That's going to be her third. Here comes Zeenan out of the ball game. Jackson is back in. 42-36. Hastings now with a 6-point lead with a minute and 10 seconds to play. As Cammy Bruckman go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Already 4-4 from the line for Bruckman. Her shot is up there, and that one is good. Perfect from the free throw line, and Houston College is out to a 43-36 advantage now over Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Taylor Pfeiffer with the ball, hustles back the other way. Pfeiffer works over here against Jackson, gets it in the hands of Amanda Hart. Hart picked up there by Bruckman of Hastings as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. There's a pass over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it down low on the right side of the lane to Kristen Sabers. The pass came over the head of everybody. Out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 8 on Dakota Wesleyan. And now with 53.8 seconds to play, Hastings has a chance to stretch their lead here in this first half. 43-36, Hastings has the advantage. Here's Bruckman with the ball. Free throw line extended left side behind his screen. Bruckman gets it to Jackson. Jackson dribbles once, brings it back to Bruckman. Now Jackson, bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Williamson, follow shot, no good. Rebound Zwiener, follow shot, good. Three shots to the hole there. Hastings finally converts. Laurel Zwiener now with 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings on a little run here at the end of the first half. Is now 45-16. And another turnover on DWU. There's going to be a personal foul called out here. It's going to be on Amanda Hart. Setting an illegal screen out here. That's going to be her first. Officially 9 turnovers now in Dakota Wesleyan. And the Broncos can increase their lead to double digits here with a successful field goal attempt on this trip down the floor. End of the ballgame now. It's going to be a Savannah Minder as she comes into the ballgame. Minder comes in at the 21-second mark here, 45-36. There comes Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson will bring it into the offensive zone here for Hastings. They'll play for the final shot. Jackson takes off, takes it down to the baseline. A little short jumper is up there, no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Harold for Dakota Wesleyan. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Minder, throws up a shot, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half of the books here this afternoon. Women's College basketball. Hastings College with a nice little run there at the end of the first half. They've got a lead. After one half of play, it's Hastings 45, Dakota Wesleyan 36. You're listening to Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Hastings College has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The score in the women's ball game is 45-36. here at the break. This game was tied up at 36 points apiece late in the first half. Hastings College going on a 9-0 run to end the opening half of play. And the Broncos enjoying a 9-point lead here at halftime. The score is 45-36. It's been a seesaw battle throughout the first 20 minutes of action. But Hastings College forcing some turnovers down the stretch here. And they've got the lead at halftime by a score of 45-36. Halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 45-36, Hastings with a lead here over Dakota Wesleyan. Checking the scoring here in this first half. Cammy Bruckman is leading the way so far for Hastings. Bruckman has knocked down 2 3-pointers. She's got 2 2-point field goals, and she's 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Gamby Bruckman has got 15 points in the ballgame. Laurel Zwinner, she has got 10. Zwinner's got 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Sierra Williamson off of the bench to score 2 field goals and 4 points. 2 points for Frankie Peterson on a field goal, and 2 points for Abby Jackson on a field goal. Autumn Zenon is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. For 1 point, Hastings College 8 out of 10 from the line in the first half for 80%. Dakota Wesleyan, they're being led so far by Katie Johnson. Johnson has got 9 points in the game. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kim Johnson has got 8 points on 4 field goals. Celeste Beck has got 8 points on 2 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. Michaela Erickson has got 6 points. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Amanda Hart, she's got 5 points. She's got a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dakota Wesleyan, 7 out of 8 from the line in the first half for 87%. It's 45-36. Hastings College has got a 9-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball. Checking the shooting numbers here in the ball game, Dakota Wesleyan is hitting 46% from the field in the opening half. They are 13 out of 28. Hastings College hitting 45.9%. The Broncos are 17 out of 37. Dakota Wesleyan has hit 3 out of 10 on 3-pointers for 30%. Hastings College has hit 3 out of 11 for 27%. And from the free throw line, Dakota Wesleyan 7 out of 8 for 87%. Hastings College is hitting 8 out of 10 for 80%. The rebounds right now about even as well. Hastings has got 19 rebounds compared to 18 for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has 8 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Dakota Wesleyan has got 5 offensive rebounds and 13 on defense. The Broncos have turned the ball over only 3 times so far in this basketball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got 9 turnovers. 2 block shots for Hastings College and 4 steals. Dakota Wesleyan has got 1 block shot and no steals. Again, it's Hastings College with the lead here over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 45-36. Tyson Avronik, he'll join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. Second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS as we are at halftime of our Hastings College basketball broadcast as the weather sort of took a break and gave us some nicer days here in this last couple days here in this week of February. It's time to, with basketball in the home stretch and the sun coming out, it's time to start thinking of in terms of the diamond, and we head over to the baseball diamond now to talk some Hastings College baseball. And joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, first-year head coach for the Hastings College baseball team, Coach Steve Sponberg on the program. Coach, appreciate the time.
Not a problem. Enjoy talking to you.
Coach, we brought you on the program. Let's get maybe a little bit of a season preview, if we will, for our Hastings College baseball team. And first of all, let's maybe just start off by kind of introducing yourself to our listeners here of our Hastings College fan base and our listening base. Talk about maybe your road and what's led you to take the role at Hastings College.
Well, I'm looking forward to the season. As a lot of people probably here in town know, that I worked for about 33 years in the Kearney Legion program. Have not coached at the college level, but have taught high school for about that same amount of time and been a coach in a lot of different areas. But when the opportunity existed this year and had an opportunity to come over and interview and was very, very impressed with the athletic director and a number of people that I sat down and talked to and was fortunate enough to do at least a decent job on the interview and got offered the job, really looked to and managed to take it. So, and my experience here, other than the weather, that we've had to move some things around, has been a real positive one. I've enjoyed working with the kids and looking forward to the season, realizing that Coach Bovey had done a fabulous job for the last 24 years. They're big shoes to fill, but I'm looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to the season.
Talking maybe a little bit about the weather, that's kind of the big wild card when we talk baseball here in Nebraska as far as getting games played. It's kind of, as you mentioned, been a frustrating start for your guys.
It really has. We were supposed to open up on the 31st of January in southwest Kansas, and just temperature-wise, that didn't work out. We weren't able to get down there. The next week, we tried to schedule games to the south, thinking that the weather would be better that way. We were supposed to go to Oklahoma City. They had a large amount of snow on the field at that time, and again, the temperatures weren't conducive to playing, so we lost that. And then this weekend here, we were supposed to go to Joplin, Missouri, and that's kind of where they had about 10 inches of snow. It was piled up everywhere. We tried to work on trying to get those games back in Nebraska. We had a couple fields we thought we were going to be able to rent. Those kind of fell through at the last minute. So we've actually lost about 10 games over the last three weekends. So I haven't been able in all the years I've coached to do much about the weather, and that's still not the case here. But we're certainly, I know our kids are anxious to get on the field. I'm anxious to see what they can do and go from there.
When the Broncos do get on the field, Coach, let's kind of go over the a lineup here. What's the strong spots for Hastings College baseball this season?
Well, I think the big thing is we have about 50 young men that have been working within our program, and we've probably pared it down to about 25 varsity young men. The kids have worked extremely hard, and they've got great, I think they're very receptive to what we're trying to put in, and I think they're going to give a great effort. The strength of our team right now, we're probably is going to be, I thought defensively we've looked really good. We've been a little bit inconsistent at times. Some days we look extremely well, and the next day we don't look as well, so you're never going to know that for sure till you get out in competition. But we've actually moved a couple people around. We brought an outfielder, Tyler Delafuente, into second base. We moved Jake Steese, who was one of our better hitters looking at statistics last year, from short to first. We've brought in a couple of freshmen that I think are going to give us an opportunity to put us some depth in the outfield. So we're about two deep at every position. The big thing is, I know we haven't had a lot of success the last couple years. I'm concerned about our the mental approach to the game. Sometimes in the fall, we've had opportunities where we've let innings get away from us because we kind of felt sorry for ourselves when things didn't go well. So we have to fight through that and become a little bit more mentally tough. Offensively, I think we have some potential, but until you really get out on the field, we'll see how that goes. Our pitching staff is a concern, and the fact that we don't have a lot of depth there, I think we have a number of kids on the top end that I think have a chance to be really good, and we have to develop some depth in our pitching staff. So we got a lot of questions to answer. We answered a few of those in the fall. We did actually have about four transfers that came in at the semester that I think are going to help our team, but it's going to be a work in progress, but we're certainly going to go out and try to give the best effort we can each day. And we want not a four-year plan here, but we want to be successful this year if we have any options.
Once again, Steve Spomberg joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. The Hastings College baseball season hoping to get underway next week with a tentative doubleheader with Midland and Bellevue. Coach, we appreciate the time this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight, and we look forward to talking with you again in the very near future.
Not a problem. Look forward to seeing you again, too.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
One of the great traditions of sports is the high five. And now we're looking for a high five from you.
Manning jumps up, gives a high five to the fan.
Hi, this is Mike Will asking you to help a friend of Central Nebraska. Brad Fosberg is dealing with a tough opponent as he battles cancer. We're joining forces to give Brad a high five. Your $5 contribution combined with other high five contributions from area sports fans will go a long way to help. Please give Brad a high five during the month of February at a participating school or to the high five account at your nearest Five Points Bank location. It truly is a win. Win situation.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime of the women's ball game. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 45-36. Other scores, Midland is clinging to a 4-point lead over Briarcliff. They've got 1:17 to play in their ball game. Midland is leading Briarcliff by a score of 41-37. Dort has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 36-23. They are at halftime. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Of course, the big one is Northwestern playing at Concordia. Northwestern tied with Hastings for second place in the conference, just a half a game behind Concordia. So I get a score for you on that one. Morningside is playing at Doan, another competition today. Hastings has got the lead here over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. It has not been easy, though. Dakota Wesleyan led throughout much of the first half of play. We were tied up at 36 points apiece when Hastings went on a 9-0 run. And that's the way we stand right here at halftime. It is 45-36. Hastings with the lead over DWU. Edie Johnson leading the way so far for the Tigers. She has got 9 points in the ball game. Laurel Zwiener and Jamie Van Kirk. And Cammie Bruckman, all in double figures already for Hastings. Cammie Bruckman has got 15 points. Jamie Van Kirk has got 11. Laurel Zwiener has got 10. Hastings shot the ball pretty well in the first half of play, 45% from the field. 3 out of 11 from three-point territory, 27%. Dakota Wesleyan hitting 46% of their field goals. They were 13 out of 28, and they were just 3 of 10 from three-point territory for 30%. So Hastings College is got the lead here. It's now a 45-36 ball game as we start the second half of play. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. And the Broncos will have the opening possession here in this second half. Van Kirk takes it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Her shot is up there and she's fouled in the play. Nice start to the second half as Jamie Van Kirk takes it down the right side of the lane and scores. Beck picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. But Jamie Van Kirk gets the field goal. She's got 13 points in the ball game. And now she'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. 3-point play to start off the second half by Jamie Van Kirk. Here comes Michaela Erickson into the ball game now, replacing Beck, who will come to the bench with three fouls. And Hastings, just like that, out to a double-digit lead. It is 48-36. Here's a Piper nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but Piper has got it here as she works against Abby Jackson now. Hastings starting the same way they started the ball game. Piper comes out to Hart. Her three-pointer is thrown up there. A high arcing three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Katie Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings will play things in. The Broncos now have a 12-point lead. It is 48-36 in women's college basketball this afternoon. There's Van Kirk with the ball. Lobs it inside. It's going to be too far. Zwiener can't grab it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's the fourth turnover on the Broncos. So Hastings still with a dozen-point lead. It is 48-36. There's Piper dribbling with the ball in backcourt. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone here against Jackson. Jackson tries to poke it out of there, but can't. And now Piper holds the ball. Lobs it inside to Johnson. Spins. Her shot on the toward the baseline is going to be no good. That was Katie Johnson. And the ball rebounded here by Hastings. Peterson has got it. Now to Zwiener. Gets it to Jackson into the forecourt. Abby Jackson dribbles inside the ring. Out to Cammy Bruckman. Now to Frankie Peterson. Here's Jackson again on the wing on the right side. To Van Kirk, top of the key. Jamie drives it to the elbow. Gives it away now to Cammy Bruckman. Moves to her left. Fires up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. The Piper into the forecourt now for Dakota Wesleyan. Down to Johnson on the baseline. Brings it out here on the wing. That's going to be Erickson with the ball. Erickson down to Piper. Brings it back out here to Johnson. Johnson works against the Oral Zwiener. Johnson dribbling on the ball. This is going to be Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson goes to Piper. Now back inside. The other Johnson. Katie Johnson puts it up there and scores. Katie Johnson now with 11 points in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan back to within 10. 48-38. Here's Jackson inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Jackson gets the assist, and Laurel Zwiener gets the easy field goal. Zwiener's now got 12 points in the ball game. Abby Jackson leading the team in assists this year, averaging 3.4 per ball game. He picks up one right there, and there's a pass over the head of Johnson out of bounds. Pass came in there from Taylor Piper on the wing, trying to get it down to Kim Johnson on the low block, and they threw it over her head out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Dakota Wesleyan, and now the Tigers want to call a timeout. 17 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead. It's the Broncos 50 and Dakota Wesleyan 38.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer. With easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos led 45-36 at halftime. It's now 50-38. Hastings with the lead. We're just a little over 2 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. Senior day for both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams. Here this afternoon in their final regular season game of the year. Hastings will be on the road next week playing at Midland on Wednesday and at Northwestern coming up next Saturday in Owen City. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk is starting to heat up. She's got 16 points in the ball game, 5 already here in the second half, and the Broncos are out to their biggest lead of the ball game now at 52-38. There's a traveling violation, at least one step. Celeste Beck coming in from the wing on the right side, driving to the goal, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers now on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back with the ball and a 14-point lead. Here's Jackson. Bounce pass comes over here to Bruckman behind the screen from Zwiener. Bruckman takes it down the lane. Here's a pass down in the corner. That's Peterson. Her shot for three is no good. Peterson grabs the rebound. Gets it back out here to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk looking. Gets So now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson moves it to the left side. That's Jackson to Zwiener. Now to Bruckman. Her shot is up there. Nice pass by Bruckman. A nice pass by Zwiener. Bruckman gets the field goal. Bruckman scores again. She's now got 17 in the ballgame. Hastings out to a 16-point lead. There's a pass down low, and a shot's up there. No good. It's blocked down, but a foul called. Erickson goes up for the shot, but she is fouled in the play. Hastings now leading by a score of 54-38. Bruckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Michaela Erickson goes to the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 2 from the stripe. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She'll get one more, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Michaela Erickson will have one more shot here with 16:56 to play in the basketball game. Hastings out on top. 16-point lead. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos. Next shot is up there. It is good. End of the ball game now is going to be Taylor Piper. Piper comes in. Erickson comes out. Hastings with the ball, leading by a score of 54-39. Hastings looking for their third win in a row after suffering that loss to Doan a little more than a week ago. There's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball down in the corner. Peterson out on top again to Bruckman. Now to Jackson. Jackson on the wing, puts it on the floor, lobs it inside again to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Peterson, her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Celeste Beck. That's going to be your fourth. Going to the free throw line will be Peterson. She's got 2 points so far today and a field goal. The free throw is up there and in. Frankie Peterson is 79% foul shooter on the season. Really done a good job the past couple of ball games in the offensive glass. She gets one right there and draws the personal foul. Peterson, the 5'9" senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Frankie Peterson. She hits two, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 56-39. In women's college basketball action here this afternoon, here's Amanda Hart with the ball. Amanda Hart moves it over here on the wing on the right side to Akim Johnson. Johnson back outside the ring now to Harold. Here's a Piper who lobs it inside to Johnson. We got a foul called inside. Personal goal against Hastings College here. The personal is going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her third. So three fouls on Peterson. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Frankie Peterson checks out. Here comes Alex Edwards into the ball game now. 16-17 remaining. Here's a shot by Johnson. It's going to be no good, but she was hacked on the arm. And she'll go to the free throw line now for two shots. Personal foul whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman again. That's going to be her third foul. So three fouls now on Bruckman at the 16-15 mark. And going to the free throw line is going to be Katie Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. 11 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Dances around the back iron and goes down through the hole. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line here today. Katie Johnson will have one more. 5'8" junior out of Meade, Nebraska. As Johnson fires it up there, the shot's going to be good. So Chanel Farmer comes into the ball game now. Bruckman will check out. 56-41. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Jackson goes to Farmer. On the wing on the left side, now to Van Kirk. Brings it back to Chanel. Bounce pass comes inside to Zwiener with her back to the basket. She's double-teamed. Zwiener wheels in the lane, puts it up there. The shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Katie Johnson with the ball. Gets it ahead now to a Taylor Piper. Piper hustles into the forecourt. Brings it out here. That's going to be Amanda Hart. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hart gives it away. Back outside the ring as they go to Wesley and tries to get something going here. There's a Taylor Piper with the ball to the far sideline now. They get it to Harold. Now back inside to Johnson. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Pass came in there from Erica Harold to Johnson, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her first team foul, number 3 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line will be Kim Johnson. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Her first free throw of the day is up there. It's going to be no good. The Johnsons are not related. One's from Sioux Falls, and one's from Meade, Nebraska. 56-43. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Chanel for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Johnson gives it away now to Taylor Piper. Piper hustles into the forecourt, dribbles behind her back, gets it into the offensive zone here against Abby Jackson. Piper dribbling the ball to the right sideline. Piper still with it. Now she picks up the dribble, sends a pass inside. Johnson grabs it, shoots, and scores. That's going to be Katie Johnson scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. She's now got 15 points in the ball game. And Hastings' lead is now 11 points at 56-45. Here's Farmer with the ball. Now to Van Kirk. Comes across the top to Jackson. moves it down to the left baseline. That's going to be Alex Edwards back inside to Zwinger. Shot is up and in. Edwards gets the assist. Laurel Zwinger gets the easy field goal. Zwinger now with 14 points in the ballgame. 58-45. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Taylor Piper hustling back the other way for DWU. Gets it to Johnson right here at the free throw line. Takes the handoff. Drives it down the lane. Shot's going to be blocked down by Zwinger. Ball is loose and is picked up here. Picked up here by Van Kirk. Coming back the other way to Jackson. Abby Jackson pulls up. A 10-footer is up there. Bingo. Abby Jackson scores. That's her second field goal. Hastings out to a 15-point lead. It is 60-45 now. With 14 minutes and 19 seconds to play in this basketball game this afternoon. There's Amanda Hart with the ball. High right side. Two-handed pass. Goes inside again to Johnson. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Katie Johnson scoring there. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is whistled on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So two fouls on Edwards. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Going out will be Laurel Zwiener. Into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Michaela Erickson. Going out will be Amanda Hart. 14:09 to play in the ball game. 60-47. Hastings out on top. Going to the free throw line will be Katie Johnson. Johnson looks up there. The shot is up and in. He's now 6 out of 7 from the free throw to the free throw line today. She's got 18 points in the ball game. 60-48. Hastings out on top by 12 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Van Kirk on the wing. Edwards, top of the key, lobs it inside. Williamson grabs it. Her shot is no good. It hits the other side of the glass, but she's fouling the play. The pass came in a little deep there. Sierra Williamson goes up. Her shot actually hits the bottom side of the glass here, but fortunately for her, she draws the personal foul. That's going to be whistled here on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line will be Williamson. She has not been there today. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson now with 5 points in the ball game. Into the ball game now for DWU will be Kristen Sabers. Sabers comes in. Johnson goes out. 61-48. Hastings leading by 13 points. Broncos led at halftime by 9, 45-36. Next shot is up there by Williamson. That is good. 62-48. And now Dakota Wesleyan will bring the ball back the other way. Taylor Piper has got the ball. Piper hustles into the fourth quarter against Jackson. Gets away. Goes for the hole. Now she loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Edwards. Turnover number 12 on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings back with the ball. Jackson right side. 10-footers up there. Off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Erickson. She runs her back the other way. Down the right sideline. Runs into Van Kirk. Gives it away down to Harold. Comes to the near sideline to Johnson. Her pass is deflected. It's picked up here by Erica Harold. Harold moves it down to Johnson. Now inside to Sabers. Her shot is up there right-handed. No good. Rebound comes down. It's fought for. 2-3 players hit the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers will stay put here. And they'll inbound the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket with 13-17 remaining. Women's college basketball. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. It's underway about 4 this afternoon. With senior day activities in between ball games, so it could be just a skosh later than that. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Sabers. That goes around the rim a couple of times. And now we got a foul called and a rebound. It's going to go on Erickson. That's going to be your fourth. So Michaela Erickson picks up the personal foul. It's going to be your third. So Michaela Erickson with 3 fouls. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Approaching the 13-minute mark, 62-48. Hastings with a 14-point lead here. In women's college basketball, here's Van Kirk trying to drive it. Gives it up to Abby Jackson. Jackson top of the key, now to Van Kirk on the wing. Jamie Van Kirk, cross-court pass, comes to Farmer for 3. Shot, yes. So now Farmer nails her first 3-pointer of the ball game. She had 6 the last time these two teams played. Hastings now leading by a score of 65-48 with 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Now Farmer goes for the steal. The ball is loose. A jump ball is going to be called. Farmer knocks the ball loose, and now a jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the Dakota Wesleyan turnover. That's 13 turnovers here in the ball game for the Tigers. Here comes Celeste Beck into the ball game now for the Tigers. Also, Laurel Zwiener is going to check back in there for Hastings College. The Broncos are out to a 17-point lead, 12 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game, 65-48 as they mop up here in backcourt. Here come the Broncos now. With a basketball, that's going to be Abby Jackson with it. Abby brings it into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Jackson gives it away to Van Kirk. Van Kirk holds the ball now around a screen from Zwinger, and a foul is going to be called. Well, Zwinger is going to be hit with an offensive foul there. An illegal screen. Zwinger picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck dribbles to the right sideline. That's going to be Johnson. Johnson dribbles once out to Amanda Hart, 25 feet away from the basket. To Johnson, skip pass comes over here to the near side. That's Sabres. They're shot for 3 good. Sabres right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Scores their first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 65-51 ball game. Hastings leading by 14 with 12 minutes to play here in the contest. Farmer lobs that ball inside. It's going to be too far. Zwiener saves it, though. She gets it away to a Bruckman, who puts it on it rather to a Van Kirk, who brings it out here in the three-point territory on the dribble. Out of Zwiener on the wing. Here's Van Kirk again with the ball. Comes over to Jackson on the right wing. Down in the corner, Chanel for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the weak side. It's picked up by Amanda Hart. They go to Wesleyan with the ball. Hart gets it now to Katie Johnson. Johnson into the forecourt. Comes to the near sideline. Now to Celeste Beck. Spins left side of the way. Now she has a pocket pick. She spun right into a Chanel Farmer, who picks up the steal. And now we've got a timeout. Hastings College. Broncos coming back with the ball. They call the timeout as they approach the 10-second line. Hastings calls the timeout. 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 65 and Dakota Wesleyan 51.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud of the team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Morningside has got the lead over Doan in women's college basketball. Morningside 49, Doan 43. They've got 12 minutes and 49 seconds remaining in that ball game. Hastings College with the lead here over Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 65-51. As we play here in the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Van Kirk, high right side. Van Kirk now out to Sierra Williams in to Jackson for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Abby Jackson nails a three-pointer from the left side of the circle. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 68-51 now. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ballgame with 11 minutes and 6 seconds to play. A 17-point lead. Here's Hart for 3. Shot good. Amanda Hart at the top of the key. She throws down her second 3 of the ballgame. She's now got 8 points. She did not hit a 3 in the ballgame against Hastings earlier this year back in January, and that was the first time in her entire career that she had won a game without hitting a three-point field goal. She's got 2 of them here in this contest. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener now to Van Kirk. Dribbles inside. Ball's going to be tipped away as Van Kirk trying to dribble between a couple of defenders there. Now a jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here comes Erica Harold into the ball game now. Gammy Bruckman comes in for the Broncos as Van Kirk will come to the bench. 10 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings College has got the lead. It is 68-54. Celeste Beck with the ball now in the dribble. She brings it up against Abby Jackson. Brings it into the offensive zone. Races to the right side. Gives it away to Kim Johnson. Johnson out here at the top of the key. Johnson looking. Now to Beck to the far sideline. Beck again dribbling with the ball. Takes it inside the ring against Abby Jackson. Off to Johnson. Comes across the top. That's going to be Erica Harold with the ball. Bounce pass inside again to Johnson. Spins, puts up a shot over Williamson. No good. She's fouling the play. Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 20 points in the ball game. And she will go to the free throw line now. So Katie Johnson to the free throw line here. Her shot is going to be up there, and it's going to be good. She's now 7 out of 8 for the charity stripe here today. A 72% foul shooter in the season. Dakota Wesleyan, second in the conference in free throw percentage this week at 73%. Johnson will have one more. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. So Johnson has got 19 points officially in the ball game here for DWU. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Now to Breckman over to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Jackson bounce pass goes inside to Earl's winner. She backs up against Johnson, puts it up there. Shot's going to be no good. Some contact, no foul call. Now Johnson grabs the ball on the baseline, and she's going to be knocked down, and the foul's going to be called. Harry wants to know where that was at on the shot by Zwiener as she talks to the official here on the near sideline. Hastings going to be guilty of a foul here. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So now we're going to go to the other end and shoot some free throws. Going to the line will be Kim Johnson. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It is good. Johnson now 1 out of 2 from the stripe. She'll get one more here. 68-56. Hastings College with a 12-point lead with 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It is good by Johnson. Johnson checks out. Here comes Michaela Erickson back in there. Next ball game for Hastings will be Wednesday night. We'll be on the road at Fremont. Hastings will take on the Midland University Warriors. A women's men's basketball doubleheader beginning at 6. Pre-game show will be at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead here, 68-57. Farmer for 3, shot no good. Rebound is loose. Bruckman grabs it. Hastings doing good. Good job on the boards here in the second half. Williamson with the ball now to Farmer on the wing on the left side. So now Farmer, entry pass to get it to Bruckman, drives it down the left side. The leader shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman scores. She's got 19 points in the ball game. The assist there from Chanel Farmer. Hastings now leading by a score of 70-57. There's Beck spinning, putting up a shot. Good. Celeste Beck scoring there for Dakota Wesley, and she's got 10 in the ball game. 70-59. Here's Abby Jackson for Hastings. Abby Jackson down the near sideline. Gets it to Farmer. Back out to Jackson. Sends over to Williamson. Free throw line extended left side. Sierra with the ball. Out to Abby. Top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Bruckman, and she's fouling the play. And Bruckman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be called on Michaela Erickson. That's going to be her fourth foul. This is going to be before the shot. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in. No free throws here. It's only the 15th foul on Dakota Wesley. And here in the second half, Hastings has got 8. So the Broncos will play things in with Laurel Zwiener. She gets it into Farmer on the wing. Dribbles it to the goal and has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Farmer was the last to touch it. That's the 5th turnover on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan will be Sabres. Going out will be Erickson. 70-59. Hastings has got the lead here in women's college basketball. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. 70-59. Hastings with the advantage, but Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Taylor Piper out here in 3-point territory. Sends it over to Johnson, high right side. Johnson dribbling with the ball against Zwiener. Takes it down on the baseline. Now hands it away. Erica Harold back inside to Sabres. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling a play. Kristen Sabres scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. And now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Frankie Peterson picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Van Kirk. That's going to be Farmer coming to the bench. 70-61. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Kristen Sabres will go to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Her shot is up there straight through the hole. And Kristen Sabres converts on a 3-point play. And now Dakota Wesleyan is back to within 8 points. Boy, the Tigers, tough team to put away here today. This is the team that upset the third-ranked team in the nation, Northwestern, on Wednesday. They're trailing fifth-ranked Hastings now by 8 points with 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Inside is Wiener. Shot is up and in. Zwiener gets it on the pass from Abby Jackson. Abby gets the assist. Zwiener gets her 7th field goal of the ball game. She's added a couple of free throws. She's got a total of 16 points in the ball game now for Hastings. Broncos are back out to a 10-point lead, 72-62. Here's Amanda Hart with the ball, directing traffic, sends it inside. Sabres at the free throw line, traveling violation. Traveling violation on Sabres. That's the 15th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener will check out. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out to a 10-point lead and the basketball now. It's 72-62. Here comes Jackson with the ball on the dribble. She goes to the left side. Bounce pass goes down to Akami Bruckman. Now to Van Kirk. Top of the circle. Sends it inside. Williamson has got it. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Down for the rebound. Bruckman has got it. Bruckman out to Jackson for 3. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound again. Bruckman saves it, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Bronco basketball. Last touched over there on the far sideline by Katie Johnson. Now the coaching staff for Dakota Wesleyan requesting that call down there. The officials are going to stick with it. They're going to let the Broncos play things in. That's going to be Jackson. Abby will play it in to Van Kirk. Van Kirk on the wing. Now between the circles, that's going to be Frankie Peterson on the ball. Now to Jackson. Here's Van Kirk again driving, and a foul is going to be called. They got a foul on the way in. It's going to go on DWU with 7 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Foul is going to go on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her fourth foul. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Erica Harold. Going out will be Johnson. Hastings College will play things in. That's a 16 foul on Dakota Weston. Here's Bruckman with the ball. She's going to be fouled into play as they brought it in here. Taylor Piper is going to be the guilty party this time. That's going to be the third foul on Piper. And now Hastings in the bonus situation with 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Bruckman will go to the free throw line. Emmy has got 19 points in the game. She's 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. They get the bonus. Bruckman now with 20 in the ball game. It's a 73-62 ball game. Now the coaching staff down here for Dakota Westland is questioning something with the officials out there. In the meantime, Cammy Bruckman is waiting at the free throw line. This is Jason Christensen, the head coach for Dakota Westland, jawing with one of the officials here on the near sideline. Bruckman preparing for her second shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. She's still perfect from the free throw line, 7 of 7. She's got 21. And the Broncos lead by 18 points at 74-62. Here's Dakota Westland driving the ball to the basket. That's Piper. She takes it from the right sideline and scores. Taylor Piper with her first field goal of the ball game. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. That's Van Kirk. Van Kirk outreaches the defense and gets an easy field goal. She's got 18 in the ball game. Hastings leading down by a score of 76-64. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected. The ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Westland ball. Here comes Chanel Farmer back in the ball game. Jackson's going to come out. 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a 12-point lead, 76-64. And now we got a timeout called here by Dakota Westland's head coach, Jason Christensen. He calls the TO. 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Here the ball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 76, Dakota Wesleyan 64.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings with a 12-point lead here in women's college basketball. Dakota Weston will inbound the ball, but it's going to be off of the fingertips of Taylor Piper out of bounds. It came out here in the three-point territory on the right side of the lane. Piper mishandles the ball out of bounds, so a turnover there on the Tigers. Hastings has got the ball back here. A 12-point lead as we are under 7 minutes to play here in our women's college basketball game this afternoon. Van Kirk has got the ball, sends it over to Frankie Peterson on the wing. Peterson holds it now out to Sierra Williamson, is into the ball game. The Farmer now to Frankie. Frankie gets it out here to Van Kirk. Her three-pointer is going to be deflected. Going to be blocked down, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Dakota Westland. Dribbling with the ball here in back quarter is going to be Piper. She falls down, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Farmer of Hastings College. So now Farmer picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul 10 fouls plus on Hastings. So we're going to have some free throws at the other end. Laurel Zwiener coming off of the bench. Her and Carrie Hofstetter have a big collision down here. They both went down. Here comes Frankie Peterson out of the ball game. Laurel Zwiener and the coach, they collide there. They both went down right in front of the Bronco bench. Everybody's going to be all right. Laurel Zwiener is getting a good laugh out of this one. Her ball club is leading by 12 points, and the free throw is going to be up there and in. So now it's 76-65. Taylor Piper gets the free throw. She'll get one more shot here. So an 11-point lead. Hastings unable to put this team away here today. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. Back to a 10-point lead at 76 to 66 with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Sierra Williamson will inbound the ball here for Hastings. They'll get things in to Van Kirk as she comes into the offensive zone. Van Kirk on the dribble here. Comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Now to Bruckman. Bruckman brings it back to Farmer on the wing. Back out to Bruckman. Now to Sierra Williamson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener with the back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Amanda Hart. Has the ball stripped away by Bruckman. And the shot is up and in. Bruckman strips the ball away from Amanda Hart and scores. Bruckman now with 23 in the ball game. That gives Hastings a 12-point lead. 78-66 now with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. That's Celeste Beck with the ball. We got a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul here will go on the Broncos. And it's going to go on the Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her second personal foul. And the Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kim Johnson. Johnson has got 12 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. It is now a 78-67 ball game. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Still plenty of time. 5:46 to go. Second shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman gets it away now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk will set things up. Dakota Wesleyan still in their man-to-man defense. Here's Van Kirk getting away. Drives down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Van Kirk misses the easy one down the right side of the lane there. And Dakota Wesleyan will come back to try to slice the lead down to a single digits here in the final stages of this ball game as we approach 5.5 minutes to go. There's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. That's a Celeste Beck trying to get away from Farmer. Sends it inside. Johnson has got the ball. Wheels. Puts up a scoop shot. Is up there. No good. Offensive rebound by Harold. Follow shot. No good. Rebound chased down again. Beck has got it on the baseline. She has a reverse layup. Her shot is up and in. Offensive rebounds again for Dakota Wesleyan. They get the field goal to go down. And now it's a 78-69 ball game. Hastings College out on top here by 9 points. Here's Farmer with the ball. To Bruckman inside now to Zwiener. Back to Bruckman. Her shot is up and in. Bruckman scores in the paint there for Hastings. Bruckman now with 25 in the ball game on her final regular season game. Here is a Hastings College Bronco here at home. Emmy Bruckman, one of the 5 seniors on this ball club. Here's a Celeste Beck, and she's guilty of the happy feet. Traveling violation on Beck as she's trying to size up a 3-pointer from the top of the key. That's 17 turnovers now on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ballgame. 80-69, Hastings still with an 11-point lead. Michaela Erickson comes into the ballgame. Harold will check out now for head coach Jason Christensen and the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Jackson in now for Hastings, replacing Chanel Farmer. So 4:39 to play. Hastings with an 11-point lead at 80-69. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Cammie Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Cammie dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away to Jackson on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. Now to Zwiener. 15-footer up there. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hart. Amanda Hart. Outlet pass comes on the near side to Celeste Beck. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Amanda Hart. The back top of the key. Drives it down the lane. A little short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass goes over to Jackson on the far sideline. Jackson cuts it toward the goal. Down the lane she goes, but won't take the shot. Zwiener now. Her shot hooked up from 15 is good. Well, Zwiener, 15-footer. She cans one. 18 points in the ball game for Zwiener. Hastings with a 13-point lead. 82-69 now. 3:55 to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Kim Johnson with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Johnson gets the ball to Beck. Entry pass to get it inside. The shot's going to be blocked from behind, but a foul is called. They get it inside to Katie Johnson. The foul is going to go on Zwiener from behind. Zwiener picks up her second personal foul. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Katie Johnson. Johnson is 7 out of 9 from the free throw line today. She has got 19 points in the basketball game here for Dakota Wesleyan. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good again. 8 out of 10 from the free throw line for Johnson. So Katie will toe the mark again here for Dakota Wesleyan, a 5'8" junior out of Meade, Nebraska. Johnson looks up there. With the ball club trailing by 12, a free throw is going to be up there and in. 82-71. Hastings still with a double-digit lead here. We're under 4 minutes to play. Abby Jackson has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Brings it over to Van Kirk. Now to Bruckman. Entry pass deflected away from Zwiener. The ball is loose. There's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Turnover on Hastings, that's going to be their 6th of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan still in this thing. Here's a man to Hart, sends it inside. That's Johnson, spins one way, then the other, goes up with a shot to be blocked down, and a foul is called. Laurel Zwinner is going to pick up another personal foul here for the Broncos. That's going to be her third foul. Going to the free throw line again will be Katie Johnson. 9 out of 11 now for Johnson. This is what Dakota Wesleyan likes. That's scoring with a clock stop. Free throw line is free throw shot's going to be up there and in by Johnson. She will get one more. The Hastings lead is now 10 points at 82 to 72. Johnson will have one more. The shot is around the rim and down through the hole. Bounces around there and finally goes down through the cylinder. So now it's 82 to 73. A 9-point lead for the Broncos. This is as close as the Tigers have been for a while. Here's Jackson with the ball. Gets it out to Bruckman. Fakes the three. Covered up there by Celeste Beck. Over to Van Kirk. Nice pass inside to Williamson, and she lays it in. Williamson gets the field goal. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Had 11 the other day against Nebraska Wesleyan. Driving the baseline is harder. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Alla pass goes to the far sideline. It's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk just glides her way down the floor there and scores. She's now got 20 in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 13-point lead, 86 to 73. There's a pass inside. Her shot is up and in, and Johnson is fouled. So Johnson will go to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. Personal foul is going to be called on Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her third. So now Johnson goes to the free throw line again. She's had a good ball game as well for Dakota Wesleyan. She's 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. She tacks on one more here. So Katie Johnson now with 26 in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. She had just 8 points the last time these two teams played up in Mitchell right after the first of the year. The score is 86 to 76, a 10-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Williamson as she tries to drive it. She can be fouled in the play by Johnson. Katie Johnson picks up her second personal foul. This will be team foul number 7 on the Tigers. So now the team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line is going to be Williamson. Sierra so far in the ball game has got 8 points. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Williamson now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And Hastings has an 87 to 76 advantage now over Dakota Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers are trailing by 11 points as we approach 2 minutes to play here in the basketball game. And now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Tigers call a timeout here with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play in regulation here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 87. Go to Wesleyan 76.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has got the lead. 73 to 71 to 69. Concordia has got the lead over Northwestern. Women's college basketball from Seward with just under 6 minutes to play. There's a shot from the baseline. It's going to be up there. No good by Celeste Beck. Offensive rebound by Johnson. Follow shot is good. Kim Johnson scoring there. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Back the other way. A shot is up there and in. That's Van Kirk getting a shot at the other end. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. A timeout's going to be called. A three-pointer put up there and in. That's going to be Hart. Amanda Hart nails her third three-pointer in the ball game. Wow, that one from NBA range and beyond. We've got a timeout, 1:43 to play. Here in the basketball game is now Hastings 89, Dakota Wesleyan 81.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has now got a 7-point lead over Northwestern. Late in that ball game, Bailey Morris has got 38 points in that ball game for Concordia. The Bulldogs right now, the conference leaders by a half a game over both Northwestern and Hastings. Concordia's got the lead over Northwestern in their ball game in Seward today by 7 points. Bailey Morris with 38 points in the ball game for the Bulldogs. We will play in Orange City next Saturday against Northwestern. Hastings with Midland in between. That'll be on Wednesday night up in Fremont. This is the final regular season home game for the Broncos. After the season, of course, the GPAC postseason tournament. There's the inbounds pass. We're going to get it to Breckman, and she's going to be immediately fouled into play here. So Gabby Breckman will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the DWU, so I'll head to the other end. Foul goes on Piper. That's going to be her fourth. So it's going to be Breckman to the free throw line. She's been perfect today, 7 out of 7 from the free throw line here for Cammie Breckman. She's got 25 points in the ball game for Hastings College. Breckman puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Breckman now with 26 for Hastings. Katie Johnson has got 26. For Dakota Wesleyan. Cammie Breckman will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. 9 out of 9 from the free throw line for Breckman. 91 to 81. Hastings again getting by 10 points. The ball can be tipped away. It goes into the backcourt. We got Van Kirk. She had her hands on the ball, but it's going to be picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan. That's Piper back with the ball. Piper down to Johnson here on the near sideline. Cross court pass goes over to Beck. Lobs the ball inside. That's a shot by Johnson. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Zwiener. Zwiener gets a block there on the attempted field goal from Kim Johnson. And Dakota Wesleyan will play things in now. Baseline left side to lob it out here. Beck is going to throw up a 3-year shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be off for the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Yeah, the field goal there to a Taylor Piper. That's going to be her second field goal. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt as Hastings inbounds the ball. 91 to 83. Hastings again leading by 8 points here in this one. Dakota Wesleyan cut the lead down to 7 at 89 to 81. But the Broncos hanging on here. 1:13 to play in the basketball game. Zwiener now goes to the line. She is 2 out of 3 from the stripe this afternoon. She's got 18 points in the ball game for Hastings. And a shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener will have one more. She is the 6th best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And she will have one more shot here. Laurel Zwiener trying to give the Broncos a 10-point lead again. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. Zwiener hits a pair of free throws. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Here's Taylor Piper with the ball. Taylor Piper hands it away in backcourt. Amanda Hart, her shot for 3. Up there, no good. Rebound loose, and it's going to be taken down by Hastings. Breckman has got the rebound. Gets it away to Van Kirk. Now to Breckman here in backcourt. Hits it ahead now to Frankie Peterson down the left sideline. Hastings into the offensive zone, and the foul is going to be called on Amanda Hart. She picks up her second personal foul. 54 seconds to play. Hastings College with a lead here at 93-83. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Frankie Peterson tacks on one more here for the Broncos. Now 94-83 in favor of Hastings. 11-point lead with 54 to play. Next shot is up there and in. Peterson hits a pair of free throws. Hastings back to a 12-point lead. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Dakota Wesleyan bobbles the ball down there. It was loose on the far sideline. Finally, Van Kirk grabs it, and she was fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be called on Piper. That's going to be her 5th personal foul. So Piper is out of the ball game now. She leaves with 49.3 seconds to play here in this one, and she leaves with 6 points. Erickson comes back in there. So Jamie Van Kirk goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Her shot is up there, and the shot should be around the rim and down. So Van Kirk has now got 23 points in the ball game. Bottom seen and into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Jackson. Next free throw is up there and in by Van Kirk. So 27 for Breckman, 24 for Van Kirk, and Hastings now has a 14-point lead, 97-83. Here's Select Beck with the ball now to Amanda Hart. Picked up by Frankie Peterson. There's an entry pass. Intercepted. Intercepted there by Breckman. A turnover. That's the number 18 turnover on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings with a 14-point lead as the Broncos come into the offensive zone here. Autumn Zeenan has got the basketball. Autumn Zeenan waiting. She's just dribbling out here in the 3 points in Troy. Gives it away to Jamie Van Kirk. Now to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Williamson takes the ball. The holder shot is up there and in. Sarah Williamson scores. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. 99-83. Hastings with the lead. Here's Erickson with the ball. Erickson out to Amanda Hart for three. Shot good. Amanda Hart throws down her fourth three-pointer of the ballgame. 99-86. Hastings inbounds the ball, and that's going to be the final score as time expires. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan. The final score, Hastings 99 and Dakota Wesleyan 86. So the Broncos are going to improve to 24 wins and 3 losses on the season. They are now 15-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan, they will drop to 17 wins and 12 losses on the season. They are 9-10. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 99-86. Hastings will play at Midland coming up next Wednesday, and then they'll play at Northwestern coming up next Saturday. The Midland game is going to be on Wednesday night, 6 and 8 o'clock. 6 and 8 o'clock pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Again, as we told you, it's seniors night, or seniors afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex, and we're going to have a little bit of a ceremony here in between ball games. The guys also having a seniors day, so we're going to have an extended time in between games here today. We'll try to bring you some of the action here at the Osborne Sports Complex, but Hastings College wins it here this afternoon as we go to our PA announcer now, and Tom Haas, as we get things started here with our Seniors Day activities here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We look for everybody that's supposed to be out there. Get everybody situated. But Hastings College wins it here today. They break away from a 45-36 halftime lead. They go on to win tonight by a score of 99-86. Big ball games for Cammie Breckman here. She scores 25 points in the ball game for Hastings College. Jamie Van Kirk, she had 24 points in the contest. They lead the Broncos in scoring here this afternoon. Now to PA announcer Tom Haas.
Please join us in taking a moment to recognize the members of the 2013-2014 senior class. The senior class being honored today has made significant contributions in their time at Hastings College, representing the women's basketball program both on the court and in the classroom with outstanding success and excellence. The seniors have helped propel our current Lady Broncos team to a record of 24 wins and 3 losses, and a top 5 ranking in the NAIA national poll for the first time since the preseason rankings in 2011. This senior class's legacy is one of strong leadership and unwavering commitment to the Lady Bronco women's basketball program. It is with great pride that we honor our seniors today. Our first senior to honor is Rachel Walton. The Franklin, Nebraska native is in her fourth season as a Lady Bronco and her first season as a student assistant coach. After sustaining 2 ACL injuries in less than 18 months, Rachel's playing career was abruptly ended. The elementary and K-12 special education major with aspirations of coaching in the future hung up her jersey for an opportunity to serve as a student assistant coach. Rachel has spent her time this season assisting with both the JV and varsity Lady Bronco teams. She has also spent an extensive amount of time providing instruction to area youth who share her passion for basketball. We are grateful for the investment Rachel has made in our program, even despite her unfortunate circumstances. Rachel is the daughter of Amy and Doug Walton. She is accompanied by her mother, Amy. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Walton. Oh, Doug's here too.
Okay.
Our second senior to honor is Autumn Zeenan. Autumn is a native of Arlington, Texas, and is in her first season at Hastings College after transferring from Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri. This season, the point guard is averaging more than 4 points per game with her season-high performance of 16 points coming against Mount Marty College, where she was 4 of 6 from three-point territory. Autumn has provided invaluable experience and depth to us at the point guard position, and her passion for the game has been infectious among her teammates. The team captain is majoring in sociology with an emphasis in criminal justice and has aspirations of becoming a college coach after graduation. Autumn is the daughter of Robert Zenon and Lisa Zenon. She is accompanied by her mother, Lisa. Ladies and gentlemen, number 3, Autumn Zenon. Our next senior in honor is Cammy Bruckman. Cammy, a local native of nearby Roseland, Nebraska, has been a 2-year starter for the Lady Broncos. The team captain is currently averaging 15.8 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Cammy has scored in double digits in 23 of 25 games this season and has also been named GPAC Player of the Week. She is currently 6th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in scoring and 8th in field goal percentage. Bruckman scored an impressive career-high 29 points against Mount Marty earlier this season. I think she finished with 27 tonight. She just recently joined former Lady Broncos in the Lady Record Books, where she scored her 1,000th career point versus Doane College. Coach Bruckman has a commemorative ball to commemorate that accomplishment. Last season, Cammy was named to the GPAC All-Conference Second Team and to the Omaha World Herald All-Nebraska Team. Bruckman has also achieved success in the classroom as she was recently selected to the COSIDA Academic All-District 3 Team. The math major with an emphasis in actuarial science has achieved a 3.85 GPA in her time at Hastings College, has earned the honor of being named to the Dean's List, and is an NAIA Scholar Athlete. Cammy is accompanied by her parents, Chuck and Cheryl Bruckman. Ladies and gentlemen, number 10, Cammy Bruckman. Frankie Peterson is our next senior to honor. Frankie is in her 4th season playing for the Lady Broncos. Peterson, who hails from Cambridge, Nebraska, has played in 121 games at Hastings College. This season, the forward has started in every game and joins her senior teammates as a team captain. Frankie is averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game and has recorded 2 double-doubles on the season. She scored 13 points and grabbed 10 boards in a recent contest versus Mount Marty College. Peterson, a biology education major with an ESL endorsement, has earned a 3.8 GPA, a spot on the Dean's List, and was named an NAI Scholar Athlete in her time at Hastings College. Frankie is the daughter of Gina Peterson and Tim and Anita Peterson. She is accompanied by her parents. Ladies and gentlemen, number 25, Frankie Peterson. Our final senior in honor today is Laurel Zwiener. Laurel, a Pleasanton, Nebraska native, has been the starting center for the Lady Broncos for the past 2 seasons. This year, the team captain leads Hastings College in rebounds with over 7 boards per game and is averaging 14.5 points per contest. She is currently 9th in the GPAC in scoring, 4th in field goal percentage, 6th in free throw percentage, 6th in rebounds, and 1st in blocked shots. She has recorded 4 double-doubles on the season, with her most impressive performance coming against Concordia, where she scored 25 points, grabbed 14 rebounds, and blocked 5 shots. Laurel has been named GPAC and National Player of the Week this season. She's an accounting major with an emphasis in economics and has maintained a 3.8 GPA, has earned the honor of being named to the Dean's List, and is an NAIA Scholar Athlete. Laurel is accompanied by her parents, Weldon and Deborah Zwiener. Ladies and gentlemen, number 44, Laurel Zwiener. Ladies and gentlemen, another round of applause for
the 2013-2014 Lady Bird.
All right, Seniors Day here today at the Osborne Sport Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in the final score here in this one. Hastings beats Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 99-86 here in the basketball game. We'll get you some final numbers here. Hastings College ended up shooting 50% from the field tonight. They were 35 out of 70, Hastings College was, and now we got another special award coming up here at the Osborne Sports Complex.
As the public address announcer for Hastings College, ladies and gentlemen, we want to honor Dr. Dwayne Strassheim on his 32 years of being the public address voice of the Broncos. He's started with ladies basketball, he's done men basketball, he's done baseball, he's done football. He is the voice of the Broncos. Tonight marks his last regular season game, and on behalf of the Broncos, Coach Bill Gamers is going to honor him with a commemorative basketball signed by the players. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dwayne Strassheim.
All right, so another special award there by the public address announcer for men's basketball, Dwayne Strassheim. He's been around a long, long time, been a big part of Hastings College basketball for the past 30 years plus. But again, Dakota Wesleyan losing today to Hastings College in women's college basketball by the score of 99-86. We'll get you the final shooting numbers in the ball game as we get ready for the men's contest here today. It was Hastings hitting 35 out of 70 from the field today for 50%. Dakota Wesleyan was 28 out of 56 for 50%. Hastings knocked down 5 out of 20 on three-pointers for 25%. Dakota Wesleyan was 7 out of 18 for 38%. Hastings was 24 out of 27 from the free throw line today for 88%. Dakota Wesleyan was 23 out of 28 for 82%. Dakota Wesleyan ended up out-rebounding Hastings by 1, 35 to 34. Dakota Wesleyan had 11 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. Hastings, they had 13 offensive rebounds and 21 on defense. 20 turnovers for Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game today. Hastings had just 8. Dakota Wesleyan with 2 block shots and 2 steals. Hastings had 4 block shots and 10 steals. But again, Hastings College wins it here over Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 99-86. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings College today, it was Cammie Breckman leading the way today on Senior Day, her last regular season game here at home, as she scores 27 points in the ball game. Breckman hit 2 3-pointers. She had 6 2-point field goals and also converted 9 of 9 free throws today. Cammie Breckman scores 27 points. Jamie Van Kirk, she scores 24 for Hastings. Van Kirk had 1 3-pointer. She had 9 2-point field goals. Van Kirk was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, so she scores 24. And also a good performance today by Laurel Zwiener. She scores 20. She had 10 in each half today. Zwiener had 8 field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So 27 from Bruckman, 24 by Van Kirk, 20 for Laurel Zwiener. The other scores for Hastings, we had Frankie Peterson score 6 points today. Another girl that was in double figures, by the way, was Sierra Williamson. She had 4 points in the first half and had 7 more in the second half, so she scores 11. And 6 points for Frankie Peterson, 7 for Abby Jackson, 3 for Chanel Farmer. Autumn Zenin, she had 1 point. The scoring for Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game today, Katie Johnson led the way. She had 24 points. Kim Johnson, she had 15. Amanda Hart had 14. Celeste Beck had 12 points. Other scorers, Michaela Erickson, she had 7. Taylor Piper, she had 6 points. And Kristen Sabers, she had 5 points in the basketball game here today. So Dakota Wesleyan, they dropped to 17 wins and 12 losses on the season. They are now 9-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings improves to 24-3. They're now 15-3 in conference play. We're getting set for the men's ball game here between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Should be a good one as well, running just a little bit behind schedule here because of the senior afternoon activities here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena here this afternoon. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Got the other scores in as far as the women's basketball circuit was concerned today. Of course, the big one in Concordia. That's Seward today. It was Concordia beating Northwestern by a score of 89-78. So Northwestern suffers back-to-back losses as the nation's third-ranked team. Hastings will certainly move up in the rankings after this week. Broncos were number 5 coming in. Concordia beats Northwestern today by the score of 89-78. So the Broncos are still a half a game behind Concordia for the top spot in the conference with two games to play. Hastings has got a date with Midland coming up on Wednesday, and then they'll play at Northwestern next Saturday. But Concordia will continue to lead the conference at least for another few days. Concordia now 16-3 in the conference. Hastings College, they improved to 15 wins and 3 losses after the victory here this afternoon. In the other games, it was Dort beating Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 72-53. Morningside, they took care of Doan today in Crete by a score of 77-67, and still winning for the final results here in the final couple of minutes of the ball game up in Fremont. Briar Cliff is playing at Midland here this afternoon. Hastings College wins it in the women's side of things here today, 99-86 over Dakota Wesleyan. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.